Hello, Audioboo. I'm now off to my jiu-jitsu session. I do jiu-jitsu twice a week, usually, on Wednesdays and Fridays. Go up to Great Portland Street, and you spend an hour and a half or 2 hours practicing up there. I've been doing it for over a year now, but I'm still a white belt. Currently hoping to go for a grading and get my advanced white belt within a month or so, whenever it gets organised. I originally started doing it for two reasons. First of all, for exercise. Just certainly wasn't getting enough just sitting at a desk all day in front of the computer and then doing roughly the same when I get home as well. So partly that. And partly just a kind of a bit of a sort of confidence thing, really. I got mugged a few years ago, and so it was nice to kind of do something that also just sort of helped counter that a little bit. Although I didn't really have any big fallout from it or anything like that, it was just nice to do something that helped restore a little bit of confidence when you're walking along at night and so on. So we're going along. We'll start off with a warm-up. Lots of star jumps and things, which is usually the hardest part of the whole thing and usually kills me. And then maybe we'll do some grappling, some wrestling on the ground, kind of get these in pins and things. And then after that we'll probably move on to some of the techniques, which will be various kind of grabs and locks and things, and taking people down to the ground, or maybe throws. the reason I chose the particular sensei that I have is that when I was first looking around, I was like, well, how can I choose from all the different martial arts and all the different schools that there'll be in London, which ones will I choose? So something I decided to do was find one that had experience of teaching people who are visually impaired. And this guy, sensei that I now learn from, came up, and indeed he's very good at doing that. He's very good at taking account of what you can and can't see and describing things and kind of helping you out a little bit extra or in different ways than other classes. So that's me in jiu-jitsu. If I'm still alive after tonight, I'll tell you more one day soon. Bye bye.